Showtime, Star Time. Yeah, it's the www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. That's the show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah to all. Rock and bustin', ooh, rockin' and swing. Greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah out ya to all. Caribbean lover, ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, Dr. F, he playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, when music is nice, all the little string and rub it tonight. Well, oh, oh, greetings, Dr. F bring from Jah to all. Ragamuffin, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F bring from Jah. Definitely, we got it like that. It's www.caribbeanradioshow with Dr. F. Time for the show. The girls still love it, so keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, send speed.
All right. I want to say big love and good evening to you. It is the Thursday evening, 8:02 on this side of the world. I hope it is nice and wonderful. Sunny, maybe if it's night in your time, early morning. Oh, wow. Wonderful good news for you and yours and just everything nice. I want to say a big love and to all my folks over there in Costa Rica. Got shooken real bad. Roberta, I know you were running for your life, but where were you going to run to? Oh, my goodness. Well, thank God so far. The casualty has been just minimal, just a couple of folks. I think we probably can say, hey, those folks are being extremely lucky. A 7.9 on the Richter scale, you know, is a big shake up. big shake up. Have a big show lineup for you this evening. My favorite man, Mr. Shuntai from ShuntaiMusic.com. My favorite person here on Caribbean Radio Show. Also, we'll be talking to Sugar D. And Sugar D, Carabelle, Sugar D, and Sugar D. from Switzerland. So we're going to be Swissing the land here in a little bit. I want to say big love to all of the folks over in the Big F Book. Those of you on all the other links that we have out here. And you have to bear with me this evening. We're having some tech problem. We always have some tech problem. What is a show without some tech problem? I want to say big love to guest 4433. All of you will be listening in on the switchboard. Remember to give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Want to get started here in a little bit, try and have a guest in and get things going in a little while. But let's just get a little music on. And
all you soldiers, yeah, it's another level. Huh. Are you ready now? Oh, Jabba John. Every man deserves the very best in life. Coulda yellow, coulda red, coulda black and white. Peace and happiness, that's a human right. So fight with your might, and I stay fighting. The battle is on, and the victory must be won. So blaze your fire. The
flavor. We have to cross over the river, river. Every man was born as a leader. In the image of your mighty maker. I'm in no combat, so I'm to no starter. I'm in no one not a eat and live over. No time to hide up and phaser. Go get a chance, get a money maker. Give something to my player, hater.
Cause it's a hard road to travel. And I'm still a way to go. But the powers of the most high invest in me. See the other way, I
yo, keep riding.
Fighter, your buckle is on. And the victory must be run, so bless your fire. Crazy. I will never give up the fight. No way. Work so hard, burn the buckle seal. Set up my road, that's how I eat my meal. I write my song and get my album deal. Everything signed and sealed, surreal.
Yeah, just whip it all around the steering wheel, you know. Drive it all the way.
Sister, mama, girl, I know your eyes, I just saw your message, your eyes are really hurting bad, but hey, you got, I know this job for helping each other is never an easy one, you know. Just rest up yourself, just rest up your, just use moderation, and the universe will strengthen you, because we're here for good works. We're here for only good works. That's what we're here for doing. Wow. Excited evening. Excited evening for me this evening. Want to go ahead and join the big, big guys up in Sweden. No, not Sweden. Switzerland. This is when you're having computer problem, all kind of problem happen. Oh, my goodness. I am telling you, it is not a nice thing when you have to be doing 50,000 things at the same time. We are going to go to the telephones in a short while. But before you do, Last night, I want to thank Mr. Andrew Dixon, former professional player with the Giants baseball play, baseball giant, Mr. Wonderful Andrew Dixon, was here with us last night, along with Mr. Hopeton Brown. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown, for the connection. We got a good program going last night, a good lot of good chat. Hope that we are going to get together and kind of get this thing cemented, all those who are trying to help Jamaica, to get this thing cemented a little bit. Mr. Dixon is starting a clinic, baseball clinic in Jamaica, working alongside the government and also the Ministry of Education in the primary school area to get baseball as a part of the curriculum. Now, I'm looking out the window here from where I am. You can imagine some of the most, when you start to hear about Jamaican being some of the greatest baseball player from those little kids that are now in training in the program. This is why we have to make every special effort to help our little ones. And in talking about help, Miss Sabrina Davis, a young lady that right now is at the doors of the University of the West Indies, unable to get in right now, University of the West Indies Medical School, unable to get in because she cannot find the first dollars for the phase. I mean, we made a plea, and I'm still making a plea with you today. If there's anyone out there who's able to help us, to help this young lady, to take away the frustration and give her her dreams. Her mother, almost because of mental illness, several years ago, tried to burn our four children, which included her. Is only the mighty, mighty universe that saved her, and maybe this is why we are able to talk about. Not maybe, this is why we're able to talk about her today. Really, living with parents with mental illness, never had the opportunity to go to school but half time, but was able to become number one in our class in spite of not going to school at all. This young lady is so determined. And today she got over 17 subjects, but she's still not able to go into university as we speak because she don't have any money. If there is anyone out there who'd like to help a young lady who wants to study schizophrenia and mental illness that is so prevalent in Jamaica and across the world, this could be the next physician we have, or the next researcher would be able to help us to understand mental illness. This kind of come close to home to me. This is why I am so passionate about it. So please go to www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. Make a donation for me, please, to Miss Sabrina Davis. Just make a note when you do the donation that it is for Sabrina Davis. This is an emergency. This is an emergency. If we don't get funds to her by a certain time, she won't be able to go to school at all. We're trying to see, or she's trying to see if she can get a delay for next year. But even if she does, it doesn't mean that she's going to be able to go next year either. So we're talking about a crisis situation here. At least I consider it a crisis situation. I want to go to the phone lines and invite our wonderful guests from Switzerland. And it's the two sugar daddies. They're both there's gonna be a lot of sugar in the room this evening. I'm telling you, I'm not sure how we're gonna deal with so much sugar in the room. Sugar daddy is not is supposed to be, I don't know what sugar daddy is. Maybe they can tell me, because I'm thinking it's supposed to be a nice thing. Hello, gentlemen. Mr. Carabel, Sugar Daddy A. I'm going to call you Sugar Daddy A. And Rasta Sugar Daddy, all in from Switzerland. How are you guys? Are you here? Are you able to hear me?
Yes. That is a greeting.
Bless a greeting. Is this Rush Sugar Daddy? Rush Sugar Daddy. I'm having a lot of fun with this evening. Is this Rush?
Yeah, this is Rush Sugar Daddy, yeah.
I'm bringing yourself Sugar Daddy K. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing fine.
All right. Let's see if we can get Sugar Daddy K in here now. Hey, Carabel, good evening.
Blessing.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have everybody on board. Absolutely wonderful and exciting this evening. I'm visiting Switzerland so much. I visit Switzerland virtually a lot of times. Something is going on here, Dr. M. What is it? having two wonderful gentlemen here with me this evening, folks. We are talking about two great musicians. One of my, one of my favorite guys, Sugar Daddy Carabel, Jamaica. You know my favorite music from him all the while. I just kind of, if this was a vinyl, we'd have get scratches all over it already. But the music, it is such a good representation of an island, and he did an absolutely wonderful, wonderful job with that. So, welcome in, gentlemen. Thank you. I love two gentlemen. I just love to have two husbands. it sweetened me so much.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Carabel, I know you know, we chat a hell of a lot of time. Just last week, we had a fantastic conversation. I'm going to start off with, we're going to say Rasta Daddy. That is the other daddy. And we're going to have Carabel, which is the other sugar daddy. Okay. So I'm going to try and differentiate them, guys. If you'd like to make a call in and talk to one of these fine young men, please call us at 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Make sure you press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be able to invite you in to make a chat. That's 661-467-2407. This is Caribbean Radio Show, and of course your host, Dr. M, joining you in a virtual studio from Switzerland. Now, Rasta Daddy. Switzerland. I mean, what in the heck are you doing in Switzerland?
Well, first I just say greetings to each and everyone out there in the world. How do I get to Switzerland? Well, what we can say, when you're chosen to be in a squad, no one can take that position from you, you know? Because Switzerland is very far, because I'm an Antiguan.
We were going to come to that in a little bit, yes. I mean, it's like when I get to Sugar K or Carabel, I mean, he's from Jamaica, and I'm going to be saying the same thing. How the heck you get into Switzerland, too? But go ahead, because just as saying Antigua is just like saying Jamaica, because it's totally way across the other side of the world.
Yeah, this is true. So, as you can say, maybe some of us were just chosen to be here to do certain type of work, and we can end up into the music business, reggae music, you know.
Uh-huh.
I look at it as a mission to come to this side of the world, because I never expected in my life to be on this side of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, more
so you want to have a dreaming of Switzerland's dream.
Beg pardon?
You weren't at home in your boyhood time in Antigua dreaming of the Swiss Alps and all the gorgeous, wonderful mountains.
That is true, and especially the chocolate.
Sugar Tea, you're K, can't talk about chocolate and the girl over on the other side here. Come on. That's sinful. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead. Talk to us.
So, yeah, so, but I came here in Switzerland in 1992. And when I came over here, you know, you get more techno music, and there was no more tropical music over here different than they have one or two African nights. And you will get a little Bob Marley, like the commercial one, that Could You Be Love, I Shot the Sheriff in the Disco. So it was a little bit boring here for us Caribbean people. And after a while, I get even to start DJing, and I start playing reggae, calypso, soca, the mixed variety. And then one day I just decide, let's do a sound system like Jamaicans and Caribbean people does here, you know. It was very tricky first because everybody said, sound system, what is that and this? So, yeah, and then I started uprising sound system here. Teach a lot of people how to DJ and start the reggae biz. I was the first person to start reggae sound system in Basel, Switzerland at the time, you know.
We're hearing a lot of noise in the background there. I don't know what's going on, but just kind of remember all your mics are open, so type in on all of those stuff, you know, minimal, because we hear everything through. Yeah, go ahead.
I was in the summer casino in Basel for 7 years, building the music business here, and now it's spread, you know.
So you are the pioneer of taking reggae to Switzerland, then. Say that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that is true.
So this is really, when you talk about mission just vicariously, this is really, really a man with a mission that has a message to deliver all the way from a little corner you call Antigua into this whole big ocean, crosses ocean, and there you take the music, reggae music. But tell me something, Carbel. Why reggae music, Rasta D?
That's a good question. I think it found me.
Wow.
I was a windsurfing instructor. I used to work at the Jolly Beach Resort in Antigua as a windsurfing instructor and so on. So I wasn't really the one who was into the music business. More my brother was into the music business, singing and so on, you know, with African Treasure and so on in Antigua. And yeah, as I said, the music find me, the mission find me.
Wow. And so now you're over in Switzerland and really doing well, carrying on with the mission. I mean, how has that been? Because this has to be, introducing something is always some really hard job. Nobody knows this. Nobody's believing in you, maybe at you at the time being. How did you break through the skeptics?
Well, it was easy in one way, but it wasn't easy in the other way. Because you have to compete against many other type of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I find I'm very determined when I do something. So if I go to achieve something, I go for it. I go, no matter what people say, no matter what, I just go for it, you know? Because first they were saying, oh, uprising. People are not going to pronounce it because of the language, you know, German and so on. Uprising. No, I said, no, they will get it. Because when they uprise in the morning, they think of the sun rising. So they say, uprising. So, you know, and it gives me a motivation to always keep myself up and keep my head up high because it's upright.
Okay. So, I mean, like most people in Sweden, I've never heard so much, the techno music is there. There's some amount of people, they're Caribbean people, they're probably not in large quantity, but there is certainly the community there. How did you say, you know what, these people will, other than the couple of folks that you know there who are in Caribbean, who is exposed to this music, what was your dream for this music? Did you think that it would have catch on to the other communities, or has it?
Yes. Good question. The people, it wasn't, they know, like in Europe, they know Bob Marley. They know culture and these type of Burning Spear and so on. But the other artists and so, they didn't know, you know. So introducing it to them, it was very strange in one way. But what I do is I act. When I DJ, used to DJ, I act, I perform. So they feel where the music is coming from. So I didn't just go up there and DJ with a headphone on and so. I communicate with the people, eye-to-eye contact, give their body movements, which, you know, and make them, because they can't understand what the music is saying, but they feel the beat because of the language barriers. You know?
And let me stop you there a little bit, because, I mean, this is one of the things, Japan and Europe is the main consumer of reggae music, not even so much in the Americas and not even in our country. I mean, you're talking about Japan and Europe. Most of these folks do not certainly understand the gyration of the music. I mean, the little nuances in the words and the music, and certainly cannot relate to the culture at first.
Yeah.
How on earth we can make such a breakthrough with a music from a little tiny, tiny place in the Caribbean Sea? How is it that, you know, folks kind of get through the language barrier and just kind of adapt the rhythm until they're able to sing the songs?
I think what is just easy to answer, Bob Marley.
Okay.
That's the easiest answer. Because in Europe, when we came here first, you know, there were, as soon, no matter where you're from, as long as you're black and you have dreadlocks, first thing the people look at you, they say, Bob Marley, you know? So they just give that it's a representative here, that dreadlocks, Bob Marley, reggae, and most likely they think of ganja, so, you know what I mean?
But you're saying there's not reggae music without some good trees. I mean, trees,
yeah.
Some island trees.
Bob and the trees make it part of the crop, you know? So what's in the root is in the branch, and we're here to spread it. Like he did.
Wow. Let me tell you something, man. My palm together to really understand, to know, and I'll get to know a little bit more extensively how you do it and how you still are doing it, because I'm sure this is an ongoing process. And, I mean, we commend you, because when it comes to the music, in the Caribbean, in Jamaica in particular, this is more than bread and butter for the entire country. I always say this is the most staple crop, let's call it crop, or produce. I'm not sure exactly how to do it. But anyway, it just come that what it really boils down to, this is our bread and butter. And for that to be adopted in every language, every corner of the earth, no matter how infinitesimal it is, it's still there. And it is only for somebody to pick it up and grow it, water it, to nurture it. And I'm sure when you came into Switzerland, nobody knew much about except Bob Marley and you. The concerts you are doing, being number one in Switzerland, anybody talking about reggae and want anything to do with reggae, they're going to have to consult you. So this is a real, real commendation right here and now for you, for the job that you have been doing and doing it well. And we thank you for that.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Before we go on, I want to say big love and big up to the big empress in the house, the goddess, Granny Tranny. Want to say big love to 4433-5113-5330. I want to say thank you. I'm having some tech problem still. It's very, very difficult for me to send any message in the room. It takes me a hell of a whole long time. So if I'm not responding in the room, guys, just know that I'm not ignoring you. It is just my flash is just giving me a very, very hard time. Talking on the phone via our wonderful, listen, Caravan. I know you don't like our room. You're in the weed room. Somebody dove our room, the weed room. But a lot of people have green room, but our room is the weed room. I don't know what that says, but
yeah.
Caravan, please don't touch the high trees, you know. We don't want you to touch the high trees.
Damage the tree, that damage the environment. You know what I mean?
Thank you. let me get to you a little bit, and you know, we just go back and forward. Folks, you're listening to both Sugar Daddies in the house, so we have all sweetness. And trust me, girls, they all belong to me tonight. If you want to get a little piece, we may oblige you. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Give us a call if you want to say hi to the gentleman. If you want to hear a Swiss hello, definitely give us a call, and we will give you a little chat. Carabelle, yes. I am going to go to the same question. Jamaica, way on the other side of the globe, what are you doing in Switzerland?
Well, as I said, the first time we come here is the Bob Marley birthday bash in Migril. That was the first time we came here, and the African guy and the white woman, they saw me on the stage and doing this concert, and they were like, oh my God, Anthony B and you do the best. And the show was, it's a huge show every year. I mean, Freddie McGregor, Luciana, Warrior King, most of Jamaican top acts performed there. And these people came backstage and they was like, you do the great show. You do a great show. And we can get you in Switzerland. I mean, that, and from that time, 2008, just come and go, come. You know what I mean? And it just keep growing. And the people love the music.
I'm telling you, well, here is this little, big time artist, because if you never big up yourself, nobody wouldn't even come to you in the first place. So that means that you're a big time performer. And we know that. Now, but I mean, here is this young man who probably never go across anywhere in Europe. Well, I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, here you are with your reggae music, and you're going to a predominantly Caucasian universe. How did that feel to you?
Well, to me, it was exciting, you know, like the first time leaving out of Jamaica coming out there. Boy, you know what? Music is really great, you know what I mean? Because without the music, them doors would not open for me, you know what I mean? And I was like, just reflect on the days when I used to just use a piece of clear dirt and some teeny wally and some sweetie paper and make this amplifier, have this butter box for the sound system box, and have these back of
stock. Hold on there. Slow down, man, because a lot of my listeners don't understand what you're talking about at all. Come on. I want to hear this geniusness. You were there. Let me see if I can kind of get what you mean. You were there in Jamaica dreaming of this superstardom. And
yeah.
You kind of get the natural things around in your environment to create this kind of stage?
Yes.
So,
right.
So talk to me about Peeny Wally and all them things there again.
I think them call him Firefly. in the countryside, we call him Peeny Wally, you know what I mean? That's like an insect that fly in the night and have the light on.
Uh-huh.
I would catch them and paste them onto the dirt, the amplifier that we make from the clear dirt. And we have the butter box, this to make the speakers, to make the box for the speakers, and have the box of cork for the speaker.
Oh my God.
And we have the con stick for the microphone, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
And then one of us would just use our mouth to play the beat and one singer, you know what I mean? I just reflect and see how far you're coming from that, getting my mother old hand machine and string it up with a lot of cards and have the buckle them hang on it like these are the bolts and the pin while you inside the buckle with the light, you know what I mean? It just reflect on it, you know what I mean? Music is very great, and without the music, I wouldn't have these opportunities, you know what I mean? Because born as a farmer, I would have done their farm food, you know what I mean? And it's a great thing to have farm food to feed the nation. Till the side, you can have plenty of your land. You don't till the side, where the famine will come. And so we just keep farming the music now, you know what I mean? And it just opens up my knowledge. It's the note, say, yes, this is a little man, you know what I mean, come out of a small parish in Jamaica, taking the music to the forefront of the earth, yeah, and just great feeling.
Wow. I mean, you're just giving me goosebumps here, man, because I like when I hear ingeniousness, I hear people going out of the box and not making anything stopping them. That's what you have created here before me. Nothing stop you. You're going to create your amplifier. You're going out of whatever, but a amplifier going to go on and a mic going to go on and the show is going to go on.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, that is absolutely wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. Man. Give us now that you went, your first time getting out on this plane now, into Switzerland, what was that like, the first time you took a mic in Switzerland?
Well, man, I tell you, man, it was a thing, you know. the plane, it was like a breathtaking, because one time I was like, I'm not going into this plane, I was listening to the story of, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bonnie Wheeler, and Chris Blackwell. When Chris Blackwell said to them, like, he go to England and to the album and come back to them to go on tour, and he was like, okay, ready to make this move. One of the virgins said, him don't know about the business transactions and more movie until him know some, you know, people. And Bonnie Wheeler said, him now going to the Iron Bird. You know what I mean?
I was like, Rastaman, them time, there is a whole lot of things that Rastaman support.
Yeah, different concept, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, so to take in the plane, it was like, what am I doing here, you know what I mean? Going to Montego Bay at the airport and see so much people, I was like, wow. A lot of us would go down if somebody killed us, so, you know what I mean? Just something, you
know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then now, coming to Switzerland now, may I tell you, man, the first time we perform here in the capital called Basel. And may I tell you, man, we see African people there, and with their reason, and me Dutch man echo miner to perform there. And may I tell you, when I get the microphone and use my may have the power member that. First time I said this, man, and the people was like looking at me, man, and when I finished say that, introduce myself. My God, everything was said out of my mouth. People were like just jumping and shouting and more. It's 3 times I enter the stage, man. I tell you. It's
wow.
Like, I tell you, man, it's exciting. People just love the music and even understand how to show themselves all along. You know, because they talk sister, man. But people was excited. Within the music, your spirit, and behind that, may I tell you, people just feel it. You know what I mean? You deliver what you want to deliver, and you deliver it in your best way you can. People feel it, and they just love it, you know what I mean? Want to see more of you.
Wow. So, we're saying that language in terms of music, people don't necessarily listen to the lyrics, although, I mean, it will come in. I think, personally, the first thing that gets to somebody is that internal thing that keeps that kind of just keep the beat, start a beat in your soul and your heart, you know, if there's a place called soul. And then everything else kind of take over afterwards.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. It's a vibration, you know what I mean?
Wow.
It's a vibration. Yes,
go on, Dave.
Yeah, as Lee Scratch Perry would say, you got to have the beat, the bass line hit the heart.
Ah.
That's what, you know.
Ah. Because Talking about Lee Scratch Perry, too, again, here you are from Gun and quoting these good musicians. These guys, and Carabel could talk to this, too. I mean, going down in Jamaica, and you have been, I don't know how much of the going to Kingston and sitting out at the fence and trying to get into one of these studios you have done. But the music of those time in Jamaica, particularly, man, don't sit down and write no music, don't sit down and no pen, no. The only instrument that is not in the studio is a pen, and the only piece of, what do you call it, whatever, pepper, is not in those studios. You have man come in with a vibration, and man say, all right, give me a card there, and give me one, whatever card, and you start to spit out two sounds, and the drum man start to pick it up, and the organ man, if him there, and they start to play it, and this our song was normally written. So is the vibration at that moment in the room that even put the music, even if you come in with your lyrics, there is nothing written out on paper. So we're going to write that. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, you're, because writing lyrics is like you're thinking of something, but bringing out what you have inside of you when you're in the studio, you're bringing out your feelings, your heart, you know? And lyrics come automatically, and there's you feel music more,
wow.
The power of music more. So when you write it, you know, it's like you're writing a story. But when you sing it from your feeling, you feel it from the heart.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And this is why when we're talking about the beat in the soul, this is why the music there that we knew from the 40s, 50s, and onward, the music that live into your soul same way. Anywhere you hear those music, for me personally, you just have to move because some of them beat, there is just, I don't know how those guys were able to create them kind of beat there in those times. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not sure. You know, things have to change. But unfortunately, you don't have the vibration in a studio anymore. Rather, you have everybody sitting at their computer with Pro Tool or any one of those software, and by themselves creating something that is bound to be different from when you have a group vibration.
Mm-hmm. What I like, you know, about the music, you know, creation of it is the feeling, you know, creation. It's just like you have an idea, bring it out, you know, because if you keep it, the idea will never come out and nobody will know what the idea is all about.
Yes.
You just bring out. And the tempo of reggae is the check it, check it, and the one drop, bam. And then the rest you can just put in with the drum and bass, you know? So then,
yeah. I love that. Love it. I mean, tell me, and I want Carabel to do this for me too. Tell me the most memorable session you have ever had. Describe that to me in the studio.
Wow, that's tough for me to describe, boy, because there's so many.
All right, give me one of them.
Well, some of the most best session I ever have is at the Summer Casino in Basel, in the times, you know. And then what I used to do, you used to get some artists from Antigua and bring them up here. They come up here, they perform, you know, they go back home, you know, and you motivate them. So that's the thing. What I believe in reggae music is, and what missing out of the reggae music is, like in the old days, a sound system will be playing. Then they'll bring out new artists. You know, they'll call up this one, they know artists in the house, and bust them. But to the time, the DJ and them only think for themselves, they now bring out no artists. You know, the artists have to struggle for themselves to get to the studio, to get a hit, you know. And then they start work with friend and company. Music don't work so. Music, if you study reggae music and dancehall music from the early days and you go back to it, you find most artists will be more successful to their time, you know? That the music industry turned into money right now, and not spiritually, and that's what's missing. And that's what we always talk about, me, Kerbel, and the others, to bring back in the spirituality of the music.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you guys gonna have to work hard though, because things are, and this is why I really take the opportunity. I mean, Carvel has been on the show a lot of time, and I will always ever I have on the show, because these, you know, I mean, through Carvel I get to know you, for people who are really on the mission, because Caribbean Radio Show is on the same kind of mission. And I, what I think though, that if we don't do some emergency pull up here, we're gonna lose the race. And I'm not a person who usually use this lose business, just lose. But based on what is coming out and how a person like Carvel, the big radio station, don't really embrace his music, because maybe he's not going to be putting down thousands and thousands for payola, or he's not in that group and sleep business. His music is definitely the greatest music, but if you're not in a certain circle, you will not get your music play. So we have to bond together and form our own circle if that's what it takes, and to make sure that people like yourself and Carvel and others do get the kind of earplay so people can cover you, because people only can know what they hear on the airways, you know. Because if that's the dominant media, this is who is going to bring you the information. So I think we have a lot of work to do, absolutely a lot of work to do when it comes on to make sure that the kind of character that you want, you know, reggae music, want to be. The prosperity of our nation, we have to work hard and fast, collectively.
Well, yeah, what I'm trying to say is everything, the good things are hard to find and not easy to bring out. And when I look at it, like in the Bible version, like when Moses gone to Pharaoh to free the people, right, he had a tough time, but he worked hard with the message from God that in the end of the day, he get to free the people. You know, so it's not an easy work. So look at it, it's a mission like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because music, the reggae music, no, Babylon now want to hear that they're wrong, and that's what we sing about. You know what I mean? So,
I love that.
The message to people is open, you know. A lot of people don't want to hear about God. They cannot get the chance to hear about God, you know, which Rasta expresses it as Jah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, it's kind of like a tricky forget out there. So we have to come and kind of get the youth of them to understand. Music in general is not when you're going to sing about slackness that you're going to bust it really. Yes, you're going to bust it about 2-3 months. But when you bring out the real serious music with people who are here, it lives forever.
Absolutely,
you know?
Sir.
And
absolutely.
That's trying to defend. I don't know. You know, I have kids, you know, and I have grandkids now, you know. And I don't think maybe my music might get famous now I'm alive. But maybe in the next 10, 20 years, somebody will hear it, you know.
And that's usually when it happens, too, unfortunately, for a lot of reasons.
You know? A man doesn't get crowned in his city until he died.
Yeah, unfortunately. We have to change that, though. We have to change that foolishness there. Crowd man when alive. We want people crowd alive. Carvel, listen, folks, you're listening to two of the great guys in Sweden. I mean, we're talking about pioneers. Pioneer from Mr. Carvel and Mr. Gadi at the same time. And Mr. Rasta. Sugar Daddy as well, pioneer from Antigua. Carvel, tell me the same question to you. Tell me of one of a session you have had in us, the most memorable session.
Yeah, tell you, man, the first thing. When time me leave my parish Chulani and go to this studio, King Toby, I was, man, this kid, it just can't come out of my mind, you know what I mean? Something that he can't see inside of me, you know what I mean? The first time, like, we have to do audition, you know what I mean? So all the office around there, we go there and see Leroy Smart and Johnny Clark, and those like the top act. And we have to just sit there and wait for the security to open the door.
Wow.
You know what I mean? open the gate to let us in, because it's audition for the young artists. So we have to do audition. So they have a boombox right at the back of the studio. They put you around there, and a brother around there called Duckman, then he would put you on the audition. You pass the audition, then give you a ticket to come back to the song.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, we are telling when I do that, it's like, I meet the boss, King Tubbies. And he was like, in the studio the other day when I recorded in the first song, a woman stick to one man. And he's like, man, where you get so much lyrics from, man? You know what I mean? And as I said, it's never pen and paper. It's just natural. It just flow natural to you, you know what I mean? And I record the song, and man, I tell you, in 2 weeks time, I put out the song, man. It's like, this is the biggest moment for me in my life. You know what I mean? Go back to country, them hear me on the radio. And when I go back to my community, it was like excited. Everyone was like, what, man, we hear you on the radio? And everyone just excited. My mom was just going around and telling people, that's my son. You know what I mean? The one who's going around. You know what I mean? It just can't come out of mind. And King Tubbies was like, you have a song and you need to carry this song to the top. Don't change it. You know what I mean? This thing just came into my heart and just give me the strength to carry on, you know?
Tell me something, Carol. Because I like how you talk about that. Because there at that time, going to King Tubbies, although I'm sure that is sweat and tears, and a lot of times you take your one bus fare and come from country, no food for eat, and you stand up there the whole day out of the gate, you know, get to the door yet. I mean, you're out of the gate, just to come in through the gate, and you get turned back because many, many times. Do you think that strengthen your resolve? And when the man looked at you and said, boy, go home, go work on this a little bit more, do you think it helped musicians so we have gotten the best of the best at those times?
Yeah, it helped. A lot of us it helped, and a lot of us it tore apart, you know, like it shattered your dreams.
Ah.
A lot of us, because I see a lot of my fellow friend, you know what I mean? Some go crazy because of this addition, you know what I mean? Like,
what?
You come to do it and somebody turn it on, you know what I mean? You know what, you know, you need to go do some farming. You need to leave music alone. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Because
oh,
I can remember even when I do that song and go uptown, me and a youth named Power Man go uptown and go to a different studio. It was a totally different thing. Uptown studio, you have to come with your pen and paper.
Okay.
Not like down in the ghetto.
Okay.
This is uptown where they deal with pen and paper, so you have to bring pen and paper now. So after I go up on the next audition uptown, and in a studio called Penthouse, Donovan Jermaine and Dave Kelly, the engineer, and go up on audition with Dave Kelly. Dave Kelly said to me, that's a nice song, but we need melody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And man, I could not stay in the studio, man. I go home, I wonder, what is this? I record a song already, and people love it. And now this man has told me that it needs melody for these songs. And I go home, I pray, I say, God, please teach me what is melody, because I don't understand this brother, you know what I mean?
Stop! Oh, my God! So you ever tell me, say, no. God, I go sit down and tell you, say, hey, this is how you sing song of music. Man, I was in the business a long time, you know. And you do this, and you do
yeah.
Oh, man, trauma. Don't make me laugh so bad.
that one was dangerous, man. I tell you, man. I go home, you know. And, man, the Lord just show me what is melody, and this is what the people are going to sing. This is what you need to do when you come in with these verses of the song. And I go back, man, and I go to my friends, and I tell them, man, listen to this. And when I tell my friend to listen to this, my friend was like, wow, this is hit. You know what? We're going up to the studio right now. My friend, he used to design my clothes in Kingston. You know, from, you know, respect to them, you know, Tenor Theater and Garfield Lover, anywhere them, they're Patrick Zed. Patrick Zed is a manager now, manage Iwan, a liar. Yeah. And I tell you, them, you, there was like a tailor for me, you know. And now them so huge in other business. I mean, I tell you, sir, them bring me to the show, and we record a song. We get the same Dave Kelly for play the drum, and Dan and Firehouse for play the bass line. And then we come up with this rhythm where you hear Terry Cobblers and Nadine Sullivan and have a song called Atta Bagamo. Jamal, I have two songs on that, one for the ear and one for the dance hall. And I tell you, from there and then, it's like there is no producer coming to the studio where my fellow friend introduced me to and said, yo, Sugar D is the man, Sugar D have it. You know what I mean? Because the song was like all over the place, this song called Bam Bam, all over the place. And it go big in that. And that is where I meet Ruler, because everyone would tell, like, Ruler Brown, Patrick, like, this guy we have, Shaggy, Robert Livingston, like, Mikey Cruz from England, like, Black Adjet. Anytime these people come to the studio, like, me, yeah, the major man, because if I can't get Buju Kabuju into the company, Penthouse.
Yes.
This is Sugar D. Everybody was Sugar D. Yes, Sugar D is the man. Sugar D is the man. You know what I mean? And for me work, all of my friends will work, because me had to make sure them work before. From the man hear me and say, yeah, man, I love that song. I want it tonight. We're going to work 7 o'clock. I was like, Sugar Daddy, jobless, this man, them is artists, them good songwriters. And we will just work and get our money and go home. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Because in those, we can work at the studio. Sometimes we don't leave the studio. We sleep at the ground. We go to a woman and we go to a fresh in the morning and get our clothes washed and hanging on the fence that we.
Oh, my goodness. We need to talk a little bit more in depth about that, because, you know, a lot of people see the gold teeth and your gold ear and your gold nose and don't realize before the gold they come about, it was sweat and tears, you know. And I think that a lot of fans do not know that, because you don't come out on stage with your distress. You come out with joy. And I think that's kind of an, you know, give people the wrong sense, and even give up-and-coming musicians sometimes the wrong sense of what this music business is all out.
True. Yeah, you hear Buju Bandan?
Mm-hmm.
That my artist, that, you know, and it was like the Winston Riley place, and then come to Penthouse amongst us. You hear Buju, which I'm saying, so it's not an easy road.
Yeah.
You need to be glamour and glitter and think a better road. Is that talking about, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you could have really heard that song. This youth is the same thing, and go through it just like us, you know what I mean? Go through it, because it was like the Winston Riley, recording for Winston Riley. And them never put out in song, you know what I mean? Until him come to Penthouse, which part, they never put out in song. I mean, it was Dave Kelly writing the Browning, the Buju, and I probably write it from Buju Bantan, and then just Tony Rebel, like Tony Rebel not singing this song, and he call up Buju Bantan to do this song, and Buju do it, and man, it just another side of history from there. So, Buju can tell the same story we have there, Buju can tell it, and you know what I mean? It's like, wow, you don't know how Buju gone. You know what I mean? And Buju can tell the people, say, not because you're sitting up there, don't think it's so easy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So don't look at us like you're seeing us fancy clothes, hear us on the radio station. It's not just like that. Take more to bring us to that stage. You know?
Yes. And this is why, you see, for me, this is what I need to get out to my audience. I need my audience to feel and understand you. I need for them to understand the history of the music. And like 10 minutes of interview cannot do what you just done do. Because my affection for you, it changed in an instance when I understand all of these things. You know what I'm saying? And so the folks out there say, wow, I can appreciate love what this man go through. I will support him, because these people, through thick and thin, I mean, it's not something them really, it's not a fat thing for them. This is coming from deep down in them soul for them to do music. And I think for the majority of Jamaican musicians, music come first, money come later.
Yeah. And
this is what too mess up a lot of them too, because a lot of folks who are the business part of it take advantage of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, true.
I want to say big love, just get big love to my room, Miss the Empress, the goddess herself, one lady that definitely know how to throw down the music, and give thanks for her exposing reggae music on her side of the road. Miss Granny Tranny, our guest DJ here on our Caribbean radio show as well. Guest 4433, good evening to you. Big love to you. See you've been sitting and hanging out with us for a while. Guest 5113, guest 5737. All of those who are hanging out on the Big F Book, want to say big, big good evening to you. Want to say good evening also, of course, to my hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown, that's for you. Want to say big love to Miss Carla Dumaroff, Mama Sister Love Angel. That is for you as well. It's 9 p.m. on the eastern side of the road over there in Switzerland. These young men have just been drawing their second nap because it's about 3 o'clock or 4 a.m. There right now. So
yeah.
What I want to do, I want to try and get up a couple of the music for you.
Yeah.
When we come back, I know you have a big, big, big release coming in next week. We are going to chat a little bit about that and get some more of the sugarness out of Una, because the sugar makes me like, you know, the sugar, especially when my computer is giving me trouble. I need some sugar.
Yeah, man. You know me, when me and it plays sweet, now two sugar it plays even more sweet.
Oh,
you know
God mercy. And that sugar, I can't get diabetes, you know. Just sugar.
Yeah, man, sugar purified.
Purified sugar. I mean, while I wait on my computer, Rasta Sugar D.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have been on the stage doing the DJ thing, more or less a master, not more or less, a master and a pioneer in the business. You're in the studio business now. I mean, tell me how that kind of intertwine with getting out the music out there. How is that helping?
Well, that's a tough one again, you know, because over here, as you see, we're fighting a lot to get in our music out here, because in Switzerland it's not easy to get radio play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we record our music, push it ourselves, and then send it out to different radio stations outside, you know. But we still don't know if they play it or play it not, you know, but at least we put our efforts to send it, you know. And we decided to stand up. We build our own band. I did think I build, because I perform live too, singing, you know.
Okay.
So, I think I've been about 6-7 bands by now, or more.
Wow. Yeah.
Because the musicians here, they're very good musicians. They know it tip-top. But there's one thing about them. They don't want to reach further with the music business, like go out into the bigger circles. For them, they have the 9-to-5 job. So that's it for them, you know. And for us, the music is a 24-hour job.
Okay.
They're not hungry in that sense with the music business, that they, like we Caribbean people, we don't want to get out there as a musician, you know. And there's another thing again about the European, mostly Swiss musicians. They like to be the artists also.
Okay.
So from they're not getting that presentation, playing the music is not interested for them.
How, you know, once upon a time we were thinking that Jamaica has that 1-2 beat, or, you know, how that we balance the music. Once upon a time, we swear nobody else in the world could do it. How is it that, you know, I was in Europe the other day, and I hear some band playing, and cover my face or cover your face, and you weren't there, and you would not know that there's no some Rasta man, deep down bongo guy out there who playing them kind of music. How is it that these guys all of a sudden learn to balance the music and mix the music so well?
The thing is, they follow up music here. And for them, reggae music is like Bob Marley, Culture, Burning Spear. This is reggae music for them. And they study every piece tight, because they want to play just like how they're on a CD. Like how it's on a CD. You know, like we will learn the music, go on the stage and play the music, even though we play it tight and right with the feeling. But they want to get it locked, you know? And yeah, because it's hard to explain, you know. But if I don't know if you know these groups, Crucialist.
No.
It's a reggae group. They used to back up ladies here on tour.
Oh, okay.
other artists and so on. And I was the first person who brings them out on stage to perform.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they have their own studio, the One Drop Studio, and you know they play for this Swiss reggae artist, Phenomenon. You know. Yeah, they're doing pretty good, and I'm happy that they still hold up from that time till now, because many groups here doesn't last. They break up very fast.
Carbell, I mean the same question to you. You are in Jamaica. This is your little, like, your little secret weapon. And when you go to Switzerland and you see folks that look different from you whopping out the music, do you feel threatened by that? How do you feel?
No. No, it's a thing, man. Reggae music is everybody music, you know, as I said. I think this is the only music that everyone can own. Like, you have Swiss reggae, you have German reggae, you have England reggae, you have Caribbean reggae, you have African reggae, American reggae. This is the only music people can own all over the world, you know what I mean? There is no other music one can own and say, yeah, this is our music. You know what I mean? Like R&B, you can't take R&B from America and say it's your music. But you can take reggae music and say, this is my reggae, this is Swiss reggae, this is German reggae, you know what I mean? It never threatened to us. What I realize is, like, when I come here and perform, and the way I perform on the stage, maybe next 2 year or the next year from now, you have another Sugar Bee or another Carabel here. You know what I mean? Just have somebody act like you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Them just learn from you, man. Them just stand up and penetrate you.
If that's the music is so intriguing that these people are going to spend the time to be a Carabel, come on, because that is really, really loving to a different extent there. That is like,
Yeah, the music have a magnetism in it, pull people, and even if you never want to do it, you end up and do it. This is reggae music.
Wow. I think you're right, you know. Let me tell you something. I have Dr. Chando in the Canary Island, and he must have heard me calling his name so much. This is a Spanish guy, and the guy come. I did interview with him maybe in November, several months ago. I can't remember too well now. But when I first played that man music, it's almost, to be honest with you, I was almost upset.
Yeah, right.
I was saying to myself, I mean, you're not supposed to play our music like that. I don't know where we're over there. When I introduced it, I'm talking to him, he says, this is the only music I could ever play.
Ah, I see.
This is the only music that is alive.
See.
This is the only music that continues to talk about social injustices.
Uh-huh. Ah, I see.
And when I hear, I have to take a back, and I says, whether we play it in something, I say, you have to play it in a Spanish too. You have to play it in. I said, the man has some drums and other music. Your ball.
True.
Your ball.
True.
And that was another thing. I never understand one word. I'd speak like a teeny weeny bit of Spanish, but basically, I didn't understand one word in the Spanish, and I couldn't know the music because the music was just flattering my soul. Not
just
it, but flattering my soul. This is perfect. And I really asked the man, how comes you play my music, sir?
Right. You know what I mean?
He can't put exactly just that way.
Yeah.
You know, and the fashion in which this young man talk about the music, you have to step back. Me say, when you hear the drum, them, him say, well, they're African, my African people drum. And me say, oh, you can talk about African people drum. You can't hear a German, come on, you're a Spanish man. You know, talking like that.
Right.
So, these people, and it's not the first time. There's another Steve Dredd in London. They have a band. I never knew these five white guys were white guys. And they said, do you know we are white guys? And I said, no, I had no clue. And the guy said, when they came there in the 60s, And the Bury Boys were giving a lot of problems. And Jamaica come down and settle certain things that was going on. And they start listening to the music. And I says, but you have other kind of music you can play. They said, again, there is no other music that they could play.
Sure.
There is no other music. So I'm thinking that here is something that sometimes we ourselves are not even getting the essence of the music. And so it's like you have your gold diamond throw down on ground, and somebody else who see the high and have the high for diamond, take it up and polish it up and make it start to glisten. And all of a sudden you realize, say, you know,
right.
Well, something. So I think that we have something that we don't know is so precious. And for some of us, and we talked a little bit about that some of these bubblegum music, 2 month music, we talk about all them slackness business there. They may pick up a couple of dollars in 2 months, but this is not what the music, because in a Europe where music is more sold, I mean, their music you can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You can't go nowhere.
Yes, sure.
Guys, I want to play a couple of tracks. I want to get a couple of tracks. You know, I will keep talking because I love this part of the show. Just to keep history down. Because so many people get to hear this. We're on iTunes. It's on iTunes free. So this recording is on iTunes. It's in archive. As long as the internet exists, it will be floating around somewhere around there. And this is why some musicologists somewhere along the line down the road would be able to pick up like an interview like this and pull out, extrapolate stuff that a lot of people would not get in a 10-minute interview. So I really, really thank you for spending such good quality time and sharing your sugar with me. I want to take one of your big songs, yeah. Sugar Daddy. Life We Have. Line that up for me before I play that. Huh? No, I said Sugar Daddy. I'm going to play it here. Line up the song for me, Life We Have.
Life, uh-huh. Life We Have, you know, because this track was made after being in the struggle with reggae music, and it's so tough to get out there, you know. So we put Life We Have, let it flow. Reggae music me have a village, and I doubt me want them know, you know. Well, then know that we're on the mission.
All right. So all right, we're here.
Being in destruction.
Hey,
they're trying to rule I and I, man.
Hey.
Let them be afraid when they hear the lightning, the thunder, brimstone and fire.
Life we have, let it flow.
Reggae music me have a push it, and I doubt me want them know.
Life we have.
Ask and it shall be given. Yeah, Rastafari, it, and I that me want them know. Life we have, let it flow. Almighty Allah, and I that me want them know. In fast and slow.
Yes, we're talking about the good reggae music. We're talking about the Sugar Daddy twice up in Switzerland. So, you know, this girl is kind of nice. So, nom, nom, nom. Oh, really getting some nice juice here. I want to say big up to the Empress in the room, Sister D. I can never remember your radio station. I'm sorry, darling. Drop it in the house. And so we can push it out for you. Want to say a big love to my goddess in the house, my sister, Annie Tranny. And let's say big love to all the guests, the 9175-8945-573-7511-13-4433. Want to say a big love, rockerscorner.com. Big sister in the house, Sister D. Blessed love. Make sure you join the lady that dropped down some good music. Rockerscorner.com. That's the radio station there. I think about 3 o'clock in the evening, she step it up on her side of the road. Give us a call if you want to talk to any, get a little bit of the sugars out of the daddy. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Give us a call. Later on, just about in the 10:15, I'm going to give these guys, take them out as much as possible. We're going to have Shuntai, one of my hero young men, who's helping 5 families in Jamaica that is no relative of his from his music. All of the proceeds from his music goes to take care of these 5 elderly family. In the community in which he grows. That's what we're talking about here at Caribbean Radio Show. We salute folks who not only just holding it all for themselves, as Bob Marley say, once you have gotten the light, now you have a responsibility, and the responsibility is to make sure that somebody else can see off of your light. So that's what we're here at Caribbean Radio Show for. We want to jump a little bit at the music, a little bit more, because I know I've been talking along, and get you another one, Madzama, did I say Madzama?
Yeah, that's my second son.
Oh, that is it. One of your son on this. Let's take a listen to this one, and we'll be right back. Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Want to say big up to all of you. Make sure you tune in and support great music.
I
Talking about all them real big hot music coming out, not Jamaica, not Antigua, not anywhere in the Caribbean, but from Switzerland. Hot, hot, hot off the Alps. Hot up them cool mountains here. That's what I'm talking about. Big off Sugar D and Sugar R. Come on, Rasta D in the house. I want to say big, big, big love to you. I mean, it's just kind of hot inside here. Hot, 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 hot. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Want to take another big, big one, and then we settle down again and do a little bit more chatting. But
a sugar daddy alongside the vada. Don't know. Yo. A goodness and love we defend.
She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame.
Me a hot gal and a me a you a par. Me not left your altar, we a come from far. United we stand, divided we fall. The two of us together with our back against the wall. A little drop of water pull the mighty ocean. Step by step,
division. Some me know say them can't match up with plan. But the wall of fame me write your name pan.
And the band,
he
the band.
Is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling up my name, putting me on the wall of fame.
She a call out my name and a give me the blame. Putting my name in the hall of fame. They call me the king, now they want to take me throne. Now it is the time me take full control. Yes, we hot. Yes, we hot. Like the food, we are bubbling at the pot. We are work hard just to reach to the top. I forget a Grammy and me just non-stop.
She is just calling out my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling out my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling out my name, putting me on the wall of fame. She is just calling out my name, putting me on the wall of fame.
We work hard, you know, in a digital system. And I know one day we shall receive our reward on the wall of fame. You shall see my name.
Yes, call it out and make it be. The only person who can do that is thee. Yes, get up a Grammy up there and all of them good things there. You're deserving of it. Talking to the two daddies who are sugar, just nothing but sugar. Right in Switzerland, we're not talking anywhere else, but right up there in Switzerland, in the Alps, in the beautiful place called Switzerland. Spreading the good music, the reggae music, the positive music. Papa and friends and everybody around the corner too. Want to take another big shot, Mr. Sugar Daddy. And, you know, I'm going to have to play my favorite music in a little while. I'll get to it in a little while, Mr. Sugar Daddy. Then we're going to talk about a couple of good things that is coming up shortly. Which is your big mix album. But let me just hear a little bit of Sugar K. We're going to come back in a little
take
bit.
Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
Take me to see Jamaica. Sugar. Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
Take me to see Jamaica. Oh, yeah. Take me to see Jamaica.
Folks, and I have to go and look at the video while I'm watching this. You know, it's like you can't eat ackee without salt fish, you see? So, we're going to have to go and look at the video with this music here. All right. If you can't get it there right now, listen for the time being, but you have to do that, please.
Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
Take me to see Jamaica. Sugar. Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
Take me to see Jamaica. Mosaya. Take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica, Condor, I beg you please take me here. So, when we reach in Jamaica, me gone from tour, me go to Bali birthplace, and some little more, me go to Kingston, and tour Port more, me go to Chosiraya. Guns rape up on the tour, St. Elizabeth and go to Wyatt Father Church.
Wait, we don't have to start that one back again. You know that, I mean, this is just absolutely juicy and crunchy. Why am I going on so excited about this music? When you see the video, you will understand. Sister Dolores wants to go ride with you to Jamaica, you know, Sugar D. Because she should not Jamaica, she not come back. Hey, Sister D, this one is for you, man. Enjoy.
Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
Take me to see Jamaica. Sugar. Take me to see Jamaica.
Yeah.
take me to see Jamaica. Mojaya, take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica, Condor, I beg your please take me here. So, when me reach in a Jamaica, me gone fan tour, me go to a Bali birthplace, and some little more, me go to a Kingston, and to a port more, me go to a Chosiraya, Guns River, and to a St. Elizabeth, and go to Wyatt Spa, touch St. Thomas, and get a hot water bottle, but here for a plan, here I come. Trelawney, just bring me a piece of yum. So, take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. So, take me to see Jamaica, here Jamaica, I beg you please take me here. So, when me reaching a Jamaica, me to a West Holland, 1,307 miles of white sand, round a west and me gone to Brick Cafe, Margaritaville, in a Montego Bay. Me want a piece of food, me go to Island Grill, go to some native restaurant and take a trill. Dung in a Jamaica where me a cool and chill, dung in a Jamaica, yeah, you can't handle. Take me to see Jamaica, yeah. Take me to see Jamaica. Take me to see Jamaica. Adora. Take me to see Jamaica. Yo. Take me to see Jamaica. Where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica. British here. Where beg you please take me here. When me reach in a Jamaica, me want some bread food. Me want some roast bread food. And some great food. Me want some tangerine and mandarin. Me want some ripe banana and some pineapple. Me want some sweet orange and ripe mango. Come me wake up in the morning with deep tongues and tears. And then me reach in my kitchen just to get some breakfast. Me want some green banana and naki and saltfish. Me want some rundown and some Irish potato. Want some dumpling and some green chalalu. And Sunday evening me want some rice and beef. On the top of my plate me want some gobby fish. Take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica, here Canada, beg your please take me here. So, do not tell me nothing bad about Jamaica, because everywhere me go, good and bad people dear. So take me to Jamaica just to get my fear share. Me carry relax to the sun and cool out down there. Take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica, American airline, please take me here. So, take me to see Jamaica, where I can get a breath of fresh air. Take me to see Jamaica, a Condor, I beg you, please take me here.
Yes, yes, yes. But Caribbean, yeah, Condor at Jamaica, though. you're more than transport. Where you get a condor from now? Condor.
The first time I fly is that is the airplane, you know, from Germany to Montego Bay, condor.
Ah, you're talking the bird.
Yeah, man, the iron bird, you know what I mean?
That's all the iron bird. Okay, Lord have mercy. This song is sweet. I was thinking this is a good song for the 50th at Jamaica. Only thing you had it out before, but this is a beautiful, beautiful song. Beautiful song. Let me tell you, Caribbean, you see when you sing that song there? Yeah. After the crevice on the corner, me I turn with you, you know? Listen, that's why this song is nice. The hall of the crevice on the corner there, me I turn with you. This song is absolutely delicious. Delicious, delicious. big love to my man Christopher Lee, up in London town there, listening in. Big love to you. Big love to you, my man. I know that you're up there listening in. And nice. Want to say big love to a big birthday yesterday to Iration Ban, my man Iration Ban, lead singer, Big love to you. Just heard you had a birthday. Well, of course, you were talking to me, telling me as well. I want to say big love to my sister, Suzanne, who is having so much fun on vacation up in the mountains. I want to say big love to you. Want to see you back soon. Miss you much. Big love. Andrew Vallo is going to be coming up later on, the big DJ with a big heavy sound. I'm telling you, you got to listen to him at 11 o'clock coming up. This man is going to be on the microphone. This man makes the microphone look good. That's what I'm saying. Makes the microphone look good. Yes, Andrew Vallo, I want to say big love to you, big love to you. Thanks so much for joining us and joining the team coming out at Jamaica. Now give me a little, we take a little bit of the songs, and I hope we'll get an opportunity to hit up a couple more music. We're going to be doing that. Let's hear about the new project that you have. First of all, before you even go into that, Carabel, how did you meet up with your other half? Well, I say your other sugar, that's the sugar. How did you meet this man?
Yeah, it's one lady that I see him first show in the capital for Switzerland here. One lady meet there and she hooked me up with one guy from Africa, and this brother said, you know, a brother with a studio and a radio station down in Basel. And the lady, them take me there, you know what I mean? And there we are, meet sugar daddy. And the vibe of this brother does pull me in, and we just start to do something. Even when I go home, I have to call him from Jamaica, you know what I mean?
It's like a vibration, they really to us, apostle meeting, you know.
Yeah.
The vibe just feel right from over, even over here. So I mean, absolutely wonderful man. Come together like that, when the music can get stronger and the spirit can get stronger, you know, cause you bounce off of each other. Give thanks for all of that. Give thanks for that a lot. Blessing. Now, Sugar, Rasta Sugar, I mean, I know you've been having your studio, getting stuff done, and you have a big mixtape with several artists coming out. Tell us about that.
Yes, the project we just come out with, we have to say thanks to Tony and Kiri Bell, because, I mean, me having the studio is one thing, but having the ideas is another thing to bring out the music.
Mm-hmm.
And after we do so many years of recording with different artists and so on, and then Caribbean come in now and we start record more, and so they come up with the idea, let's do a project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we say, okay, let's go for it, you know. And it was tough starting off to do the project, but we end up learning a lot. So we decide now to take all the artists together, which we have recorded before.
Mm-hmm.
And each artist put two songs on a CD, and we do a various artist CD.
Wow.
And thanks to the push of Mr. Kiribel himself, Sugar D. Kiribel, we have thanks to him, and thanks to Tony, which is his right name, Anthony Warren. He's a Jamaican, a British Jamaican. And I know him for years. And yeah, that's the project we come out now, and thanks to you also, who helps motivate us to get one or two artists on the CD, you know?
And
to everyone out there who's been supporting for the years and make it possible for this thing to happen today.
Wow. We feel proud, Elna, man. We really feel proud. Really, really feel proud. Big up on ourselves all the time. We have thrown some strength. We're going to send a condor with some strength. So let's go to the phone line. Boy, Carabel, more on that condor there. You know, howl up the condor there for me.
Yeah.
The phone line here a little bit and see if we can get a caller in. 410, good evening. You're on the mic.
speaking to
Heidi Blash is just into the building, and she wants some sweet sugar.
Oh, I mean, Heidi Blash, come on now. You can't come in on my sugar like that.
I want some sweet sugar.
Oh, listen, anybody else is okay, but you, oh, goodness, oh, my Lord.
Who wants to give Heidi Blash some sweet sugar?
Yeah, man, no blessing.
Everybody got silent. How come everybody gets silent? It's just me, the mwah mwah lady, the kissy kissy lady. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Wow.
Good evening.
Yeah, man, blessing.
Good evening and blessing, highly blessed. Oh,
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, my lady, to see you. Welcome in the house. Welcome in the house. And of course, for those of you who are listening in, the lady, she, during the week, you probably don't hear her. Watch what she's doing. She is minting those more, 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 and she's getting them consecrated for Saturday because that's the time she gives them out so you can feel refreshed for the entire week, and that will keep you going. So make sure you listen to her on Saturday at 8 p.m. The more, more lady is in the house.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. This for Sugar D. Mwah, 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 mwah.
This is Sugar D 102.
Yeah.
Sugar D 102. You know what Sugar D.
Yeah, man. Done, man.
You know it, Sugar D.
Don't give the Atlanta. You make one a special one, but you have to give both of them.
They both get royal blessings from Highly Blessed, of course.
Are those the twinkle? Hey, Sugar D, K, and A, are you feeling your toes twinkling and twisting?
You say Sugar D, K, and A.
Sugar D, K, and R, rather. Somebody should be feeling their toe curling up.
Yeah, what Sugar D feel the toe curl? Any vibration going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Of course, I want to say thank you all for coming. Let me just say good evening to you all and bless up the lady, Miss Sister Dolores. Dolores, Miss D. Join us. I set up, never even remember. See, you have to keep dropping that radio station in there for me, because I brain is not very too good. Somebody has a second window open, so we get in some echo off the show. So just close that window, so we don't get too much echo. I want to say bless up to all those in the room. Make sure that rockerscorner.com.
RockersCorner.com.
A lady that has been supporting the reggae music in this thing for a long time. And you know, these are the folks that we have to, you know, sometimes I'm going to be hard here now. Sometimes I'm a musician. I remember the wonderful people them who sit around the mic, you know. Miss D, Sister D, you know, these are some of the people who sit around the mic, just like how you hold the mic out there for the love of it. People, we sit around the mic in our chair for the love of the music, and sometimes we don't get the little kissy kissy up and all of that thing. We need those kissy kissy.
Kissy kissy right here, standing by.
Kissy kissy. So we want to kissy kissy up, Sister D. Highly blessed, trust, Sister D. Some really of your minted, blessed.
Mwah, to Sister D. And also saw Granny Tranny in the chat room. Is she still there?
Yeah, Granny's here.
Granny Tranny, yeah. Mwah, mwah, mwah to Granny Tranny and Sister D one more time. Mwah.
Some highly blessed kisses. Electrifying.
All right. So thank you so much. I want to say big love to all the folks who have been joining us or are in the mode, guest mode. 101-031-1062-710-685-10781. Sitting with me for since the show start. 4433 and 5113 9175. Mwah. Good evening to you, and thank you so much. Without you, we would not be sitting here talking, although I can talk to myself a lot. I do that a lot, but it's so much nicer seeing you. I want to say also big love to those of you on Ustream, those of you on the big WW. Mrs. Zuckerberg, I want to say big love to you. Oh, Switzerland is in the house. The two men who have multiple sugar to give to this evening in terms of their music is in the house. And, of course, Ali Black. Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, my man, Mr. Andrew, the man who is really, really in love with the mic. The mic is in love with him, and so is he in love with the mic. And he's going to be coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. If you're on the East Coast, you know, you can just sit and relax with him, bringing and introducing some of the great musician, the younger musician. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Also, my hero man, another of my hero men, Mr. Shuntai from ShuntaiMusic.com. We're going to be having him in the last half hour of the show coming in. Shy Man, who is doing a lot of great things for 5 Jamaican elderly family, no relative of his. And he takes all the proceeds of his music. He's just trying and trying and trying. You know how difficult it is to sell a record. So for those people out there who want to help, help this young man take care of these 5 older families, elderly families, please go to Shuntai Music, ShuntaiMusic.com, and just pick up one of the tracks at 99 cents, 89 cents, and every penny that you spend goes to help take care of a little, of some of the people who tell him to walk good and take care of himself or give him a good word in the community when he was little boy, and he remembers that. So we have to big him up, big him up, big him up, big time. Hey, we want to take another music, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit. So stay right there, Ali Bless, and everybody stay put until I come forward.
Why you go me a tell a star? I don't know why them have a quantum star. They're made it perfect in every way. And mankind is so fragile. And if you see them get up in a man, so why? Why, oi, oi.
Ask them why them a go long so. Who make them a go on so? Seems like them figure say we are one flesh and blood. Why them a go long so? Who make them a go on so? Seems like them figure say we are one flesh and blood. Why them a go long so? Who make them a go on so? Seems like them figure say we are one. Hey, what does it take? Show to help one another what it takes. Show to look out for each other what it takes. Show to love each other what it takes. To make them know say we are brothers and sisters what it takes. Show to look for each other what it takes. Show to give an helping hand what does it take. To stop make those gun and those bomb what does it take. Show to unite together what it takes. Show one hand cannot clap out. Two scratch my back and I scratch your hands. Na 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 na. All right, for me want Germany, me go want England, and for me want England, me just go want Iceland, and for me want Iceland, I go want Ireland, and for me want Ireland, me go want Switzerland, and for me want Switzerland, me go to the Caribbean, me want Cuba, and me want Jamaica, and then me want Panama, and me want Haiti. That means that the whole of we believe officially, so na 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 na. na 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 together, Jews and Islam must come together, because we created by the Almighty Father. Ethiopia and Ghana must come together, Johannesburg and Sudan must come together, because they will love be our sisters and brothers. Yeah. Na 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 na. All right, yo. Ding 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 ding. Sugar tea with a different something you got. Ding 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 ding. Sugar tea with a different something. Na 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 na.
I think this should be a national anthem, you know, because so much of what has been said here is just so absolutely powerful. A time for we come together, a time for really realize that, boy, we have to start to live some earthly heaven. And for us to do that, we have to come together and take care of each other to stop suffering, to stop greed, to stop starvation, pain, and hunger. The only reason we can do that, we can just help out each other. Simple as that. Very simple, but it's very difficult for us because our ego said that we have to be better than we neighbor, and we're more gold teeth than we neighbor, and all of them things there. And, you know, that not take us away in the long run. But, hey, that's how we do it right now. And just so backward, just so backward. I want to say big, big love to my little sugar. I'm going to give my little man in London, Mr. Christopher Lee, some sugar. Oh, Lord, I know you got that one. That's supposed to be a tall color. You're supposed to be feeling a tingling all over.
A voltage.
Oh, what is that?
Big
love.
You go right, he should get a voltage.
A voltage. What is also so big love to Mr. Don Carlos in London. We need to hook up, Mr. Carlos. You need to get some of this sugar over here. Oh, we got lots to give away. All of those in the room, still continue to big up on yourself and love up on yourself. Give us a call. 661-467-2407. Remember, Mr. Andrew Valley's coming up. If you never heard the man, not if you ever see the man, I know that you'll get wrapped up and tied up and all kind of twisted in all of this stuff. But hey, listen to him on the microphone, and I'm sure that you'll be sticking to him every Thursday night, 11 o'clock. Hey, Ali Bless, I know. Tell us about what you have for us coming up on Saturday, because I know you have something up your sleeve.
Yes, on Saturday, I'm going to be on location, actually, in Washington, D.C., and we're gonna broadcast live. And I have paired up with CRS Radio Show, or the Caribbean Radio Show, in Palace. We're going to be doing a little fundraiser, trying to raise some money for the kids in Jamaica. I'm going to be collecting gently worn designer shoes and gently worn designer handbags, and we're going to auction them off and see how much money we can get. And whatever we get, every penny is going to go for the scholarships. So I'm excited about that, and you know, I've already put the word out, and my friends are excited, and I told them to tell their friends. So I'm hoping it goes off really, really, really well.
Well, with you, with all of them highly minted kisses and stuff, you know, things will go perfect. Oh, highly blessed. You know how you're contagious and draw those folks into you just for your kisses, because, you know, those things are highly, highly, highly blessed.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much, though, on behalf of the kids already, because we have a young girl, Miss Sabrina Davis, right now, who is standing out at the University of the West Indies gate. Did I ever think that it was possible and more to get into that prestigious medical school, and she cannot go through the gate because she don't have a dime? She is trying to help her mom almost light her and her other three siblings a fire because of her mental illness some years ago. She survived it, and to the point that now she's going into medical school, one place that a lot of us wish and try and wish and can't get in because we don't have something in our head to reach mm-hmm. that point. Here's this girl who has gone to school just half time. If it was 12 months in the year, she'd go about 5 or 6. And she was still able to become one in her class and get over 17 subjects. She was ridiculed and called her mother mad. You know what that is for you, to tell a child, say, their mother mad, or your mother crazy, whatever. And we have some harsh thing to say in Jamaica, I guess all over the world. The mom usually stoned the neighbor's yard and all of that kind of thing. Mr. Ruler Brown had gone to see this young lady about 2 days ago while he was down there with the scholarship that we gave, 42 scholarship, last week Saturday. And here is this lady that is a special, special case. And we're pleading for those of us who are hearing the reach of my voice, if you could go to www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. And say you're making a contribution for Sabrina Davis. We'll be very happy. Time is of the essence because if you don't get into school by a certain time, the school year starts a certain time, then she'll be locked out completely. And that's devastating. That's devastating for me here talking about this, I can imagine, for this young girl. So we don't want her to get frustrated and try and get help from everywhere where she can, places that she shouldn't. I mean, she has held up so good so far. So let's reach out and help her. Palas, www.palas1.org, and highly blessed right here, trying to help us in whatever way she can. Her wonderful folks who have, you know, some designers, something, mm-hmm. do some auction off. And
we're going to see what we can do. Hopefully it's going to be something really big, and if it, you know, does really well, it might be something I might continue doing, maybe like on a monthly or quarterly basis.
Wow, that would be
so
wonderful.
So let's see and keep our fingers crossed.
When you say big, you know, what we call big is whatever is from your heart. That is big and
right.
And so that's what we look for here at Palas, whatever is from your heart. That is humongous for us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. I'm excited.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for thanking me, my darling. I really, really love that. Want to get back to, I know you, this is your beauty sleep because you have to mint those more, more, more. But I want to do drop in a couple of music here. Or this other one is Dutch Gold, a Sugar D again, positive and negative. This one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're digging crazy.
What a beautiful world we're living in. The sun is shining.
We're shining.
The world is smiling.
We're smiling.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling.
get up, get up. Yes, the world is smiling. I wake up in the morning about 7:30, and then I started to get ready. I open up the window and guess what I see? I see the sun shining all over me. I went to the coffee to get me some tea. Look at all the people popping down the street. Everybody's grooving to that springtime beat. Everybody's grooving and smiling at me. Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, yes, the world is smiling.
Pleasant it would be to see the unity, mankind and the living of prosperity. Jah will never lie with what he teach me. It's mankind who lie with them history. Early in the morning when the sun rises, I go up on my knees and I started to pray. He gives the day, he gives the night. Mankind got to know how to unite.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, yes, the world is smiling. I lay down in the grass and look up in the sky. Everything's so pretty that I begin to cry. I'm so happy, happy to be alive. Yeah, happy to be alive, baby. Off into the sunset.
I love you, baby.
Ooh. Wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, get up, get up, 'cause the world is smiling.
Yes, the world is smiling. Get up, get up. You know, there's so much wonderful things that you're missing out, you know. When we have some delicious kisses and some wonderful sugar daddies in the house, darn. I don't know what is this called, sugar heaven? I'm not sure, but it's delicious, it's delicious. We're talking to our virtual studio live from Switzerland, the two sugar daddies in the house and the more lady in the capital city of the nation. Come on. We are truly highly blessed, if I can say so for myself, to be in the presence of so much wonderful folks. We were talking about getting the music from these small countries or small town, an individual crusade almost, get into a place called Switzerland. Now, you being in Switzerland, is the music penetrating to neighboring countries, France, Germany, England, because you made this introduction, Sugar R?
Yes, yes. The music here, especially in France and Germany, we get a lot of support from these people, you know. And in England, we just start to stretch our legs over into England now. So we're working on that part for this year. Hopefully winter that we get to go over there to do something, you know.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, in France, sure. Yeah, we're well covered in these two areas.
Wow, wow, wow. I mean, you have your own studio. What kind of a folks that comes in to record? And since the music is kind of still a growing in the area, is that a lucrative business, something that you really see that would pick up later on, or is it still a drag to get people in your studio to record your music?
No, I won't say it's a drag because at the moment we're working as a team, and I think that's a lot of work with Kirbel, Evadne, Tony, me, you know, etc. And yeah, we're doing pretty good right now. And then the other day we had Chesedek was in the studio. We did a track with him.
My airplanes are going across.
Okay. So, what I say, we're moving pretty well. And as I say, it doesn't matter if it's a big studio, small studio, or tiny, is what you bring out of it. When you bring positive music and with positive people, then, you know, that's what it, the real thing about the studio.
Wow. Was this a challenge trying to get the studio? I can imagine you go out and try to get some show. But in terms of investing in a studio, was that a challenge at all for you?
Yes, I would say so. Because first I said studio, okay. Switzerland, okay. The people in them, you know, it's a wide area. It's not like Jamaica or Antigua where it's a small... very small, where everybody can come together and know this is a studio and what and so on, you know. But in the end, I never regret it because it helps me, it helps my sons, and it helps the people who's around me, you know. We don't make no money to say make money about our studio, but the work we put in into it, we know one day we should get paid by that.
Okay. What about the idea of, okay, you have some sons who are in the music business doing quite well, Carabel, yourself. What about, say, is it feasible to start putting on your own little festivals rather than, you know, being a part of somebody else? How difficult is that?
Well, it's something I used to do in the earlier days, you know, putting on my own shows and so on. But right now, the competition gets stiff, you know?
Well, when you say the competition gets stiff, explain that to me.
The reggae now gone to a level where the dancehall come in and a little bit overpowered it to the young people. So the real reggae people in them now, they don't really go out because Swiss people is like this. They go out for reggae music. They go out because they believe in the music and not just believe in the party. And then the young DJs, when they come in now, and just playing the dancehall, boom, 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 boom. So now you draw back the reggae people a bit more behind.
But if you have men like yourself and Carabel has been coming up there since 2008, and he would say, it's not something that can give him another gold teeth or a gold eye or a gold nose, but it still give him something enough to keep his pot. To keep food on its table. I mean, what about bringing in again? Because there's so much artists out there who would kind of bring the roots music. What about going forward now to bring artists up to do this kind of a roots music?
Well, we were thinking about it, you know, like we in Caribbean and so on. We were thinking about it, getting a place, and then to give it a first shot and see how it works. But at the moment, it's still in progress.
Okay.
Still in progress, you know? So, because I don't like to, at the moment, working with Carabel and Tony, I like the, Evadne, I like the, when the four of us had hit together.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one going to say, do this, do that, because you have to be well planned and well set up.
Okay.
And it takes a team.
Plus, you need revenue. You need a lot of revenue, too, for a stage, to get people from A to B, hotels, all of that. Marketing. You're kind of
cracking up, Hailey. I'm sure you have
No, I was saying in order to execute something like that, if they wanted to promote other artists or bring them to Switzerland, you
have
to think about.
Yes, we can't hardly hear you. You're cracking up.
You can't hear me at all?
It's very difficult. There's something you have open on your side of the mic there that we can't hear. It's just coming in very, very difficult to hear. Uh-huh.
No, yeah. I close everything.
When you're ready, you go
ahead. It's my connection.
Probably. Go ahead. Let's see if we can hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. It's not good, but go ahead.
No, what I was saying, sometimes when you take on a venture like that, it takes a lot of revenue.
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely. What you were saying, Carabel, to both of you and those of you who maybe can't hear her well, is that when we're talking about a collaboration as such, the initial stage is a nice hunk of revenue out there, which is sometimes the challenge when you're just starting out. Could I say that is what you maybe experienced?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the wonderful folks in the house from Switzerland. Carabel, tell us a little bit about Switzerland. Can you give us, sell us a package to Switzerland, so to speak, if you can?
Yeah, it's a nice place, man. Switzerland is a nice place. It's a clean country, and the community you live in, a clean environment. And the people nice, you know what I mean? Though I can't speak them language, you know what I mean?
So, you know, you must sit in car, but you can't sit in nice. We can't laugh with the others or something else, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, you just want to know, say, you clean among them, you know what I mean? Because even somebody might think even about you clean, just make your heart feel pure and feel refreshed all the time, you know what I mean? Because perhaps in Jamaica, we say, you know what I mean, say, 16 muscles to smile and 36 to screw up your face, you know what I mean?
You're talking about that. You had a beautiful, beautiful picture there, which, boy, I'm here to tell you, so them the smile would have sucked you into heaven. See, your soul. I mean, you had such beautiful, I mean, that is what give you your tall smiles. That's a tall smile there. Everybody was just saying, wow, wow.
That's a highly blessed smile.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I mean, this is, in terms of, and I know every year you're coming back or going forward to Switzerland, it's just getting bigger because your name is going a little bit out there a little bit every year. I mean, from the first time you came and now several years after, how is that going?
Yeah, it's going good. I can't complain, it's going good. Yeah? I'll stay forward right now and doing a few more things that we could not accomplish within 3 months, you know what I mean?
So, wow.
It's going good, you know what I mean? And as Mr. Means, I was a persistent, you know what I mean?
Wow. Russ, what is it that you've been in the music on all side of the music, producing, studio, on the mic yourself, you know, on the stage? We know that we have a little problem in reggae music. What would you say for young artists listening in? What can we do, if anything?
Well, the message I can give to the young people is to live up and keep a clean heart, you know, because to the time, because of the media, TV and these things, the youth are then getting astray, you know, so they have to think more now, go back, bring back in the youth, bring back in the things from before, you know, go back and study the history so that they could come and to explain. So when we gone, they can explain to the new generation which is coming after them. So I could just tell them, live up, live clean, and keep a pure mind and believe in God. And he will open the way and each door to each and everyone who believe in him, you know. And he's the only one who direct our feet. Not we direct our feet, you know. We have life, yes, but God is the one who direct our feet. So if you want to go bad, he directs you to bad. If you want to go good, he directs you to good, which, you understand what I mean? So the message is, live up, believe in a God, and just go up on the right way.
A lot of folks would answer you back and say, listen to me, man, you don't live in my neighborhood. Me as a man who is a singer, just like how you in your neighborhood and you sing about where you feel. What me in a neighborhood, me see man do some bad things. That is my experience. That's what I have to sing about. What would you say to that?
singing about it. It's like you have to sing against the bad thing. Yes.
Okay.
But sing something with the positive part, which can make it better than to the youth, and they end up in trouble. Because if you teach me how to eat bread, that's the way I'm going to eat bread. But if you tell me how to add something with the bread so it could taste better, and I tried it, then I will see the difference. And still, in the end of the day, each and every man have to make their own decision what they want to do, no matter what no one say, you know?
And again, I come back with a guy, say, boy, Rasta man, you're joking, man. Down yourself, me see man and man, I sing roots music, and them are dead so hungry. When me go up on the stair and sing about some slackness, me get pay at least for 3 months, but me have to eat and me have to feed. Me have a little picnic, I have to feed them. What me for do? Get for hungry when me have the ability to do something, although it's not pleasing, but I have to eat.
Yeah, most people might not believe, but as we say again, God do the work. Because when you go up on stage and drink, sing about their slackness, how far can that carry you? To the hungry man who suffer. That old people have a saying, who laugh the best. You know? And that's what I believe in. So the man who jump up and say, jump for the food will finish fast. You know? But when the hungry man, he know to suffer. When he have a little piece of bread, he know to chew this little piece of bread till the next one comes. You know?
It's rough, and it's sometimes hard to tell somebody certain things for them to understand certain things. Hey, we can take another one big shot from yours, and then we come back and chat a little bit more. Hopefully, we can get this one on the.
A friend in need. It's a friend in need. That's what I mean. Remember when them shoes used to play out of town? Bob Marley and Dennis Brown. Nick Grill Beach where we used to sit down. Running around and having fun. Roll some fish until the sun go down. Moonlight shine and we hold on. We never gonna change. Good time, bad time, you need it by my side. Me not gonna tell you how to be a nickel or a dime. You there for me mind for the longest time. See they know my me good friend me fine.
Real friend for life. I'm not fear the way. A friend indeed. Real friend. Come on.
Yes. You know, this is something that is a lot short. You know, I don't know what happened, if it's because our system of life, well, where everybody just fights for one another. But in terms of having true friendship, I mean, just like how I'm seeing both of you, Sugar Daddy, demonstrating. And to think about it, both of you, I don't know Sugar Daddy name from wherever country you know, I come from. And all of a sudden, you both meet at the same place with the same name. But, you know, that song kind of remind me, this is something we're striving for nowadays rather than a natural thing that usually happens. You know, when we were growing up, if you're a certain age, I mean, friendship is something. Nobody ever sell out them friend. Nobody no go behind them friend and say things. You fight and kill for your friend. That's how the kind of society we grew up into. But I think that has changed so much. Even in the music business, you get a little break and you would never share it with your friend because you don't want them coming by your thing. Oh, I mean, what has changed about us?
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe the food we eat.
Wow.
No, but I don't know. If the music get back like in the 70s and the late 80s, music will be beautiful again, I'm telling you.
Wow. You think we have a chance?
We have a chance. When we fight, we have a chance. We have a chance. Because after the young people grow up to live at a certain age and then start have family and so on, they change because they see the real meaning of life.
No, I want you to stop there, sir, right for me, because this is very important that you say so. These same young people who are seeing under this and under that and the slackness, you mean to tell me so them going to grow up one day and have some sense?
Maybe they can change.
But what is the effect now? This is something I cannot take back, a music that went number one, how much woman go on, how much woman. And when we get sings now, how can we get rid of that song?
That's a good question. It just depends how famous you get after. Because if you come out positive, real positive, and look up, because things can change you in life. Many things can happen that you get changed in life and say, you know, you never know when the time may come, when the Armageddon hit them, you know? And then they will realize, and they can maybe pull out themselves and say, listen, you know what, that music play, or whatever it is, you know?
But you can't stop it from playing. This is the bad thing. You have to sit down and weigh your responsibility now and say, you know what? I suffer now, but I know if they have the common sense to look down the road and say, you know what, this darn thing is going to come to haunt me later on, and I know that I feel in my mind I'm going to be representing myself and my family later on in stages across the world. I cannot afford to sing this. We have filmmakers or actors and actresses or will never take a particular role. Or when them take some role, when them just start out, them cover them eye and feel shame. And after a while, they become a brand. And there's certain roles they will not take because they have to protect their brand. I mean, I have seen Buju. Is it Buju? Buju? Yeah, Buju. There's an article in the paper say he's crying, he literally begging people for mercy. He says when he sing Bumbaya, it was 20-something years ago, and this is exactly what was in the article. I sang this song 20-something years ago when I was a youth.
Mm-hmm.
He's still using this to punish me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, can we say to our young people, or you said to your young kid now, say, boy, hey, man, this, you don't know where you're going to go. Some of us know how far we're going to reach because we can say we're going to get the Grammy so-and-so. Some of us have that insight. Some of us don't know how far, but we will reach very far. And you have to say to one of these young kids, you know what? You don't know where you're going to reach. But whatever you do today, whatever your circumstances, try to do things that would live after you and make you proud when this youthful, foolish days of yours pass by, because it will.
Well, the thing is, again, we have the message have to get out to the the radio DJs and them, you know, because them would spread the news around and say, young guys, listen, stop singing slackness, sing clean music, and then you give the message also, because you are
you can't tell them not to do. You can't tell them not to do that in a cocktail. You can't tell people what them can sing or what them can't sing. I don't have no right to do that. The only thing that I have that is powerful, I will not play your music. I can't tell you what you're not to sing, but I know what music I am not going to be playing.
All right, so if they want the music play, who them to believe in is the one who give them the message, like what you said a while ago. I agree. You know, you cannot tell them what to do. You can tell a person what to do. That don't mean he have to do it or go by it. But you have the right that you can explain what you feel is right to a person and for a person's career. It's up to the person now if you want to accept it or not.
Wow, that's a true man. That's a true blessing. That boy, I'm a love, you know, I love the sweetness of me. I get out there and my nice little juicy, more lady. I'm just really loving what she's doing. And ever since I met this lady, she's just on the ball, on the rolling, and the fact that she's certainly getting out there. Just last night, she just thought about that idea right on the spot and taking it away to reach out to the children. A lady that is constantly in love with children, because she herself take care of some of our city children that nobody else does. So, be blessed. Thank you so much. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Your contribution. Bless yourself. Thank you, Mr. Sugar Sweet Sweetness. I would take all of this sugar some more, you know, if you let me. But we want to share it a little bit with Shuntai. So we want to call him in on stage. I call this always a stage. And if you'll, we just have 30 minutes. So don't have to stay with me till I'm going to get afraid if I leave. So nobody leaves. coming up in another 25. It's the man, the number one DJ in all the land. Yes, the number one DJ, Mr. Angeval. He is going to be here on the mic. His mic is platinum mic, you know, where he's be. Oh, Lord of mercy. So listen up for this young man at 11 o'clock, Mr. Angeval, coming up live from Jamaica. All the big, big artists, them out of Jamaica, coming up, a man who definitely shoot out the music and give us some big, big deal. Want to join right now Mr. Shuntai from the Shuntai Music, one man that I call my hero man. Again, a man who just go far beyond what the normal young man, this hunk, you know, we talk about hunk of a man, could be doing other things and singing other things, but choose to take the long road. And when I say long road, that's what he's been taking, a long road. Oh, my goodness. You guys will have me swept off of here, because I forget that Obama is supposed to talk. The Honorable, no, we don't say Honorable. President Obama is supposed to be on tonight. For those of you who I know, Sister D, there, listening to the president or watching at the same time, I hope that we will, certainly we have to hear the rerun of it, but I'm sure that is, the man is going to be putting down a speech. I'm sure the whole world is watching what this guy is going to put down, because you have Mr. Castro really, really put down a number there. So I know he'll be, and of course, Mrs. Obama. Oh, my God. And this is why, guys, listen, those of you who are not married, make sure so you're married to wonderful folks like myself, you know. because you don't know when you're going to turn president. And of course, highly blessed, you know. Butterfly. Hey, good evening, Butterfly. Good evening. It's been a married to wonderful, smart people, you know. You have a problem. So make sure that you choose your woman the right. make sure you
choose her to keep her.
Well, yes, I'm telling you. I want to say a big love to Butterfly Effect. Thank you so much for coming. I want to say a big love to you, all of you who have joined us in the last couple. I want to say a big love to you. Very special welcome and love up in yourself. And highly best give you a more genuine, minted, highly blessed, more kissy. And I want to go into the studio and invite Mr. Shuntai. I hope you're not sleeping, Mr. Shuntai. We want you on the mic. Calling Shuntai on the mic immediately. Report to the microphone. while he is going
to... He's out there. I see him.
I know. While you're doing that, want to try and get another... There's a double goal here. I have one, but you know what? It is not... I'm going to try this one and see. Not sure
what
why
a beautiful
this.
World we're living in.
Come on.
The sun is shining.
We're shining.
The world is smiling.
We're smiling.
Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, yes, the world is smiling.
I wake up in the morning about 7:30, and then I started to get ready. I open up the window, and guess what I see? I see the sun shining all over me. I went to the coffee to get me some tea. Look at all the people popping down the street. Everybody's grooving to that springtime beat. Everybody's grooving and smiling at me.
Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, yes, the world is smiling.
How pleasant it would be to see the unity, mankind and the living of prosperity. Yeah, we never lie with what he teach me. It's mankind who lie with them history. Early in the morning when the sun rises, I go up on my knees and I started to pray. He gives the day, he gives the night. Mankind got to know how to unite.
Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, 'cause the world is smiling. Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, yes, the world is smiling.
I lay down in the grass and look up in the sky. Everything's so pretty that I begin to cry. I'm so happy to be alive. Yeah, happy to be alive, baby. Yeah, moving on down the road, kinda easy, like riding my pony off into the sunset.
I love you, baby.
Wake up, 'cause the world is smiling. Get up, 'cause the world is smiling.
Yes, the world is smiling. And though we're not speaking politics here, Butterfly, thank you for that dancing. I wish my little thing could dance away, so sometimes it's not behaving very good. Thank you so much for those legs. And Mr. Shuntai, where are you? We need you on the mic, I think.
Mr. Shuntai is sleeping. Maybe sleeping. Carvel, I mean, Carvel R, yeah, no, Carvel R. Carvel, let us know where we can get your music to digitally or otherwise. Where can we find your music?
You can find our music at cdbabic.com. Carvel. So if you just go cdbabic Carvel, you can get my album. You can get it over there on Amazon, iTunes. And you can get if you want to support me personally, you can just save it from me. Go to justala.com or powersrecord.com. And you can just drop me a line and I can get a CD to you.
Yeah, dropping a line and get a special one autograph would be also a nice thing.
Right.
Yes, because them they're collector's item, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Rasta D, tell us how we can get a hold of your music.
Well, if you want to listen to my music on Reverb Nation, .com, and the CD is coming out on the will be on the CD videos available and purchased by us. So, if you want to listen to the more Sugar Daddy music, you can go to Reverb Nation. .com/daddy
Reverb Nation slash daddy, is that it?
ReverbNation.com/sugardaddy
Okay. ReverbNation.com/sugardaddy What I say, thanks for that. Sorry, folks. I know you've been listening to the president or something like that, you know. So Mr. Shuntai. I know everybody's glued. And, you know, I really want to thank all of you folks who are listening to the president, but still listening to me. Because I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know what you did. I know what you're doing. And I know this has to be electrifying, but, you know, this is a joy for me. Because although you have such important speech, you come here to support the artists. To support me, to support Caribbean Radio Show, and it is a blessing. Thank you so much. So, Shuntai, please to get on the mic. We need you. We need you. Big love to my man, Mr. Christopher Lee. Hey, Isle of Bless, we need to give Christopher an Isle of Bless Twiggly Toe.
Christopher.
Christopher, you get that. I know that will keep you for next week. I know that is going to keep you for next week. And Javal coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. Keep the mic right here. Keep your locking right here. So we can listen to this man coming up in the next couple of minutes there. Trying to make sure we talk to the man we call Mr. Shuntai. Let's see if we can get him on the phone. Big man, Mr. Shuntai. Hello, Mr. Shuntai. How you doing? So tell us what the president has said. Did he say
you're gonna get a spanking.
Yeah, well,
enough.
He's the only one who gets feared. And Carvel.
Oh, he gets fair.
Yes, Carvel may get a little spared too.
Right.
Good evening, Shuntai. Good evening, and of course, welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show. A part of the Caribbean Radio Show here. Ever since I started out with 35 people, now we have over 284,000 people who are listening to us. So you started off with us. I mean, you were with us when my little board was just a little tiny. So thank you. The celebration, real celebration. And a celebration for you too. I know you have just done a big show with some big names. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, first of all, good night to everyone.
Yeah,
good night. Bless you all.
Sure.
It's good to be here. And Caribbean radio show with Dr. F tonight. You notice I gave up watching the DSC. This is far more important to me than, you know, it's not important, but this is also important.
Yes, John.
So, yeah, basically, you know, we had a show on Monday. It was a pretty big show. We had pretty big names on the bill. You know, the likes of Sanchez and Lieutenant Stinchy, Jenema White, E.J. Nucky, Nicholas, and, you know, some other local talent. But overall, it was a beautiful show. I opened up the show for all of them.
Wow.
And you know, started on a high note, and it ended on a high note with Sanchez. It was awesome.
Well, when we're all going, I mean, I, for one, you know, been following you from all of them times that I met you, almost 2 years now, and didn't see, you know, a little bit, until I finally see you with some real big ranking name. I mean, you know, that really makes my heart sing in a big way, because I know that this is taking you. Shuntai is going to some places where some people in Jamaica will definitely, when Shuntai name get echoed, some people in Jamaica who are hungry get fed. Tell us about your story, because I never stop wanting to hear your story.
I try not to say too much, you know, because I'll say it for you, but I try not to say too much because, you know, it's just a work that I'm doing on the inside and not really promoting it as much. But the thing is, you know, back in 2008 when I met this old lady and decided to... The whole story is, you know, I visited her that day. And as I was leaving, after about 15, 20 minutes, I gave her about $1,500 Jamaican dollars. And she started crying, saying she woke up in the morning and she didn't have a dime to know where anything was coming from to buy the next meal. So I gave her like another $1,000. And then I left, and then I went to my cousin. You know, spoke to my cousin. You know what? Gave me four more like her. It's in the same condition as her. And whatever I make from the music, I'll try to give it to all five of them for the time being until, you know, I get better or start making more income with the music. So since 2008, that's what I've been doing.
Wow. And you know, as much time as I can talk about this, because it's a wow for me. And I must say, folks, this is no relative. These five families are no relatives of Shuntai. So this is just one of the other messengers, one of the other messiahs, I call them. I don't, you know, people call people all kind of names that who they don't see, who they read about, and who they can imagine. This is my hero. This is angel. This is my angel here, and I can see and touch him. And he is doing stuff for real people who in real need. So I personally feel obliged every single time to lift him up. And I want to thank you so much. I you know how I feel about you. You know, really feel about you. This is from the bottom of my soul, and from those wonderful people who are trying to do something. I thank you. Well, one of my songs, there are times that this, sometimes me, I myself, get really rocked by something or the other. And a song that really pulls me up, and everybody who listens to me often enough, know when I'm being bothered, I go for this song. a beautiful song from Shuntai, and all of the proceeds from his music goes toward helping five wonderful human beings who have helped to straighten him out sometime when he was in his little village, and he feels obliged to give back. And this is a young man, not forced by any hand, not forced by any hand, but the hand and the soul within him. Mr. Shuntai Music, a song for all of us this evening. For the president, this one goes out especially for the president and his family.
Let us pray for guidance and protection from the Almighty One. Bless God and protect us, I pray.
Guide us, protect us.
With a message, a music for the world, and a blessing Obama and the family and all of those who are in the political arena to lead. This is a very special prayer for you as well. Blessings, blessings, and more blessing. Mr. Angeval is coming up in a couple of minutes. Now, Shuntai, and tell us where we can get this music in order to help support your cause.
Right now, you can get music at cdbaby.com, iTunes. You can get it Amazon, eMusic, you know, almost any outlet that's online, pretty much.
Okay. I know you're compiling a album coming out shortly. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's an EP, and that's the one that's out right now. It's it's available now. It's called Umoja, and the dash the spirit of unity, because Umoja means unity.
Okay.
So it contains six songs. You know, the song Umoja now is a title track on there. It has God and Protect on there. And then it has one, the last one on it is about hunger and starvation. You know, you can identify to it from wherever your country you may live. I try not to be specific about what country I'm talking about, but most people can, you know, understand where my mind was when I was doing the song.
Yes. I want to take Umoja, just give a little taste of Umoja there for you, and we come back and we are going to be wrapping it up. I know some folks are still going to be listening to the president and or both at the same time, but we got to let you go in a little bit. Umoja.
Yeah, I greet you in the mighty name of the Most High, Jesus Christ the First. This is a song about unity. I am calling for the unification of all God's children all over the earth. So let this be done. Yeah, man. We are the children of the Most High.
The Most High.
Offsprings of Adam and Eve. We're all brothers and sisters now. Regardless of our races, colors, or creeds. I'd love to see you. got to unite. We've got to come together as one. Yeah, let's sing it together now. Umoja now. Umoja now. Umoja now. I say God, children.
Yes, Umoja now. Umoja now, God's children, each and every one of us. I mean, that is a national anthem there, because without this kind of love, and then we see it manifesting. You have some people who can talk, you know, but it's not everybody who can talk them talk, can walk them talk. And this is one young man who definitely can walk in his own shoes there, talk big talk and do big walk as well. Helping five family in Jamaica, no blood relative of her, of his, and all through his music. Every penny he has from his music goes towards helping these family. And the only thing that I always hear, this man complain, I want to try and help some more people. So for him to try and help more people, every single interview, I want to try and expand this. I want to try and expand this. And for those of you out there who love these two tracks, I mean, we have some more tracks that we can play, but time has kind of gotten away from us. But these tracks are not expensive. So you go to CB Baby, Shuntai Music, Shuntai Music, and you will definitely get an opportunity to listen some of these on your electronic gadget. And every dollar you spend, you know where it's going. You're getting some wonderful inspirational music, as well as you are helping some family in Jamaica that most people don't remember. We do remember the young ones, and we do have our scholarship here for the young people. But oftentimes we don't remember the old people then. And to know a young man like this could be otherwise buying some very flashy gold teeth and gold hair and gold all of these stuff. I mean, and him things, him gold thing is the old people them. We have to put our palms together for you, Shuntai. Every time. You're deserving of every praise. You don't like to be praised. When we schedule for an hour, you come in 20 minutes because you don't want to talk a lot. But we have to give you strength, man. You have to get strength. You're a hero, and you have to be crowned when you're alive and well. It's not that you're trying to tell the world what you're doing, but the world must know what you're doing so they can start doing also what you're doing. A lot of us preach one thing, and if you're talking about love, you have to show love. If you're talking about caring for your brothers, you have to really care for your brothers. I mean, there's no way around it. Or it's no matter what you're talking, don't really make sense. It don't make sense. Here is a young man who walk his walk and talk his talk. You know, I mean, we don't have a lot of you around. So forgive me, but though, forgive me when I have to go all over you. But you deserve every moment of it. Mr. Shuntai, I'm going to try and stick in probably a little bit of maybe not. Let's take a quick second and come back. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Shuntai, and you're listening to the Caribbean Talk Show.
I kind of turn and I see a lady almost getting in a spirit. I saw me get in a spirit when we hear you. I mean, we don't know if you're watching TV. Those people are watching their TV and really seeing what's going on over there with the president. Everybody's rooting for the president, watching their TV and also watching the show here. Want to thank you so much for joining us this evening, Mr. Andrew Valley's coming up, the big man from Jamaica. I mean, of course, the microphone loves him, and he loves the microphone. He has some big superstar that he interviews on this show every night every Thursday night, 11 until 1 or 2 o'clock, depends. And we are going to be joining. I want to say a big love to my sweet, wonderful sister and Empress Goddess, Granny Tranny, the Empress herself, Miss D, Sister D, and all the wonderful human persons we call the Sugar Daddy R and Sugar Daddy K. Want to thank you from Switzerland for giving us all of those Swiss chocolate. I don't know, I'm not going to send some chocolate for me now. What kind of thing that? So thank you again. I know, quick, couple of seconds. Bless up anybody who wants to bless up quickly now.
Well, big up to over in Antigua, brothers in Antigua, and all the massive. Bless.
All right, sugar.
Yellow Father, the Virgin living in Jamaica who are listening, you know what I mean? And yellow Father, the people living in Switzerland who love music. Yellow Father, the people living in America. Bless up all the Africans and Africa. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Go on up there, Mr. Shuntai. Take it in. Church? I think Shuntai got off. Yeah, thank you all so much. And stay right where you are, folks. Those of you who are on the line, stay there. Do not move. It's going to take about a couple of seconds to come right back in for Mr. Angeval. Good night. Take care of yourself. Remember, if you're making love tonight, make some good love and take care of the ones you're loving. Have a good night. We'll see you.
Bye.
Here. Ciao.
Ciao.